Paul Weller has had dozens of top 40 hits in his 25-year career. His recently released CD hit number one on the British album charts. Yet one of the great mysteries of Weller's career is why he is so little known or appreciated in the U.S. As Minnesota Public Radio's Ewan Kerr reports, even Weller himself isn't quite sure why.
In the late 1970s, when the punk movement blasted its way through the pubs and clubs of Britain, three bands led the charge. There was the Sex Pistols, hard behind Johnny Rotten's drunken, whining sneer. The Clash, fronted by Mick Jones and the late Joe Strummer singing political manifestos. And then there was the Jam.
This is a mob world!
The Jam was guitarist and singer Paul Weller, bassist Bruce Foxton and drummer Rick Buckler, singing their own brand of angry young man songs.
What kind of fool do you think I am? You think I know nothing of the modern world? All my life it's been the same. I've learned to live by hate and pain. It's my
The Jam rejected the safety pins of punk in favor of suits and sporty two-tone shoes. The band produced six albums and hit single after hit single. Legions of fans, many of them attempting to match the musician's sartorial elegance, followed the band from gig to gig. Kids wanted to be Paul Weller when they grew up. They said he was telling their story, singing songs about the realities of growing up in Margaret Thatcher's Britain.
Some pleasure to hate me, I've enough already on my plate. People might need some tension to relax me. I'm too busy dodging between the facts. You see, here's what you get. You made your bed, you better lie in it. You choose your leaders and place your trust. As their lies wash you down and their promises rust. There's the killing machines with paper rockets and guns. And the public wants what the public gets. But I don't give up.
Then, one day in 1982, Paul Weller did the unthinkable. He announced the Jam was splitting. A lot of fans have never forgiven him. But Weller moved on. A year later, he reappeared, reincarnated in a new band, the Style Council. The Style Council produced an album a year for 6 years and a slew of hit singles across Europe. Then, Weller set that aside too.
I just get that kind of enthusiasm for something new as well, do you know what I mean? I just think, well, by the end of the Jam, I just knew whatever I wanted to do in the Style Council, we couldn't have done. The Jam couldn't have done it. I had to go away and do something new and work with new people. And I guess I've always been like that, you know.
Weller has recorded 8 solo albums since the Style Council. What may be new this go-round is that Weller is performing some of the old songs. He's written well over 300 of them, and as he moved from band to band, he refused to look back. But after a 10-country acoustic tour a couple of years ago, he changed his mind.
I started to play some of the old songs amongst the new stuff, and it kind of just sort of felt okay, you know. It wasn't like it was... They sounded okay next to each other, you know. It wasn't like you had to just kind of section off this as a Jam song or a Council song or whatever. And I could just see it as a... my own sort of body of work, if you like, you know.
A police car and a screaming siren, pneumatic drill and ripped up concrete, a baby wailing, a stray dog howling, the screecher breaks and lamplight blinking. That's entertainment, that's entertainment.
Weller's new album is called Illumination. British critics call it his best work in years. Illumination entered the UK charts at number one. It's not gone that well here. Weller's latest tour in the US and Canada has been a mixed success. The concerts he has played have drawn raves, but he had to cancel 3 shows because of poor ticket sales. Paul Weller is just not a big name in the US. Apparently, some people can't even get the name right. Chicago Sun-Times pop music critic Jim DeRogatis points to an ad that ran recently in a Chicago weekly paper.
It said, you know, Peter Weller. I mean, what an insult. This guy's been around for 30 years, and, you know, Peter Weller is the actor who played RoboCop. It was a very different animal than Paul Weller.
No one seems to know why Paul Weller has never cracked the U.S. market. Jim DeRogatis says some people see Weller as being too English.
His cultural references tend to be very, very British, but the core of what he's writing about is really universal to all of us. Probably the simple answer is he's just too smart for the American mainstream. But, you know, there's plenty of American artists you can say that about, too.
Paul Weller says he's stumped too.
To be quite honest with you, as long as I can come over and play to a fairly decent-sized audience and hopefully eventually not lose as much money as we are losing on this tour, then I'd be happy, you know. I'm a bit old in the tooth to sort of be at world conquering, you know.
Paul Weller is only 44. By pop music terms, that's old. But Chicago Sun-Times critic Jim DeRogatis says Weller can still pull it off.
I think it's very difficult to grow old in rock and roll, which is an art form that is completely about the moment. You know, to grow old gracefully in an art form that's about never doing anything gracefully. You know, and I think Weller has an incredible style and grace, and has always been true to himself.
Another new tune. This is something called Standing Out in the Universe.
Critic Jim DeRogatis says Weller's music is even better live. He also says Weller has never performed better. Paul Weller describes some of his recent gigs as the best he's ever played.
It's kind of everything I ever wanted to do, you know, to be in a band and play music, is actually coming off. And there's a spiritual force, I think, as well. You know, we don't want to get too grand on this, but it's that spiritual connection, I think, between a band and an audience when it really happens, which, you know, I can't put a name to it, but I think it goes further than just entertainment, you know what I mean? Something from the soul, I think, as well.
For now, Paul Weller is likely to be bearing his soul to mostly European audiences. He plans to keep writing and recording, and who knows? As critic Jim DeRogatis puts it, he could get lucky and get a commercial. After all, The Clash's London Calling is now being used to sell Jaguars in the United States. For NPR News, I'm Ewan Kerr.